Only a tiny number of bicyclists are hit and killed, but some riders say the death toll should be zero. So in about 60 communities across the U.S., bicycle groups have started stripping the tires, brakes, and derailleur off of unrepairable or donated bikes. Then the bikes are painted all white and locked in place near the site of bicycle fatalities. Jessica Weinberg is with the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. She compares the skeleton-looking ghost bikes to white crosses placed where people die in motorized vehicles.
I think, you know, anyone who drives on the highway, when they see a cross on the side of the road, that does kind of make you think for a minute, you know, should I drive a little more carefully here? There was a tragedy here. What was the situation? We want the same thing with the ghost bikes.
Sometimes the crosses are controversial for how long they stay in place. Weinberg says it's up to the community or family of the deceased as to how long the ghost bikes remain. The Bicycle Federation started placing the ghost bikes a few weeks ago in Kenosha County after a string of fatal crashes in southeastern Wisconsin. The West Allis ghost bike will be to remember a biker who died while biking home from work. He crashed after swerving to avoid a skateboarder in the street. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.